This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
The USDA released a quiet export sales report ahead of tomorrow's WASDE report. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave a breakdown of the numbers.
Well, sales were in the range of estimates for corn at the lower end of things, 487,000 tons. They were looking for somewhere between 400 and 1 million tons. You had beans come in under the range of estimates, 280,000. The low end was 325. Wheat and meal were also on the bear side of things, and you had net cancellations on bean oil. So not exactly a banner week, but also this is not necessarily out of the norm for this particular week when it comes to exports for corn and beans.
McBride said there was also a flash sale to Mexico yesterday, which is very surprising since they said they'd stop importing U.S. corn.
We did have a flash sale. This first time since December 19th, we had a flash sale of corn to Mexico. This is old crop corn, 175,000 tons. So we were under the assumption, or at least for a while, we thought Mexico was done buying U.S. corn after the first of the year. But this one slipped in. So I don't know if this is a loosening of their ideas of doing everything for non-GMO corn, or if this is just a one-off type purchase.
The team at Allendale can be reached by calling 800-262-7538, or you can visit allendale-inc.com. For Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.